Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. Today we have an episode that's actually really close to me because I have opened up about anxiety multiple times and just shared that it's something that I constantly am struggling with, and I want this episode to be super lighthearted and just give you guys some motivational quotes and tips and tricks that help me in the moment when I do feel anxious or even just overwhelmed. And we're all human, like we experience emotions differently, so obviously there's not one way to everything and there's no like cure I'm going to give you in this episode. I'm not a doctor, and if I knew a cure, I would be using it, and I definitely don't know a cure for anxiety, but I want to share my story and just maybe be a friend, someone for you guys to relate to. But yeah, it's going to be a lighthearted episode, but if you guys need to skip it and it's too close to you and triggering, then you know what to do. Just skip this episode. I want to get into my not your typical obsession this week because I've been so excited to share it, and it's keeping my car clean. It's such a bad habit of mine to leave like a gym bag in my car and then just leave that in my car, and then the next time I go to the gym, I'll repack a gym bag and bring a new gym bag, and then I'll leave that in my car, and then the next time I go to the gym, I'll pack a new gym bag, and then I'll do that with outfits, I'll do that with shoes, and I feel like my car becomes a closet, which honestly has become very helpful in certain situations, and that's almost like why I've trained myself to be okay with it. But the point of this obsession is going and cleaning your car, like getting rid of every little thing in your car that you don't need. I'm not talking about like the hand sanitizer and like the cute Emily Kaiser little packs that can help you in the moment and stuff. Like I keep deodorant wipes in my car, I keep a little bit of makeup in my car, and then just some random stuff for Coco. So I'm not talking about literally everything, but decluttering your car can make such a big difference. It's literally the exact same thing as having a dirty room, having a dirty kitchen, and I'm really bad about it. Even, I hate to admit this to people listening, but we're all human, and sometimes we forget our coffee cups in the car, we forget our wrappers in the car, and I'm not gonna lie, we really accumulate a lot of trash in our car, and I'm just sick of that feeling. So I went to the car wash this week, and I do this probably like once a month to once every 2 months, and I'll go to the car wash, get a car wash, and then take the vacuums in the car and really deep clean the car, and even I'll bring wipes and do everything. And I swear, for like a week, because it really only takes a week for it to get dirty again, I genuinely just feel lighter. I feel like there's a little bit of a weight left, like pulled off my shoulders. And every time I get in my car, which I drive a lot, there's so many like little errands I do throughout the day. I go to the gym every day, and we go to dinner all the time, go to the beach. Like we're in our car a lot. And then that's another thing, we do live by the beach, so maybe our car is just getting really, really dirty. We have a dog. But this is your reminder to clean your car, go through the car wash, do the vacuums, get rid of the trash, and declutter, because it really does feel good. And I actually have a funny story really quickly. When I was cleaning out the car 2 times ago, it was actually right before Hunter proposed, and he had the itinerary that he printed out and like laminated for me in the back of the car, and he was like, oh, Caitlin's not going to go back here. She probably never cleans out the back of her car. And we actually share a car. So that random day, I just got the urge to clean out the back of my car. I was out there and he was acting so funny. He was like, I'll just do it. I was actually filming a TikTok. So I remember I was like, no, it's totally okay. Like, I'll do it. It's fine. And he was just like, and then in my head I was like, is there a ring back here? And then it was just really funny. And I remember I was texting my friend Katie. I was like, oh my God, I think I just found the ring. Like, that's so funny. It's definitely coming soon. And Hunter also texted Katie because she knew about the engagement. And he was like, oh my gosh, she literally just found the itinerary. That's so funny. So that's my little car story for the day. My not your typical dislike this week is nothing much. The only thing is that I got home from Arizona on Sunday night really late, and then I had Monday and Tuesday to film the rest of my guide. There was only like two exercises I had to refilm, and then the promo and just getting all the behind the scenes of that. And now it's Wednesday and we leave Thursday back for Arizona. We're going on a ski trip next week, and then we're going to be back home in Arizona for the holidays. So I'm a little overwhelmed, honestly, especially because I have this huge project that I've been working on that is going to launch this Sunday. And I'll segue into just sharing really quickly that I officially launched the guide. I shared on my Instagram the little promo video for it and just kind of explained how it's going to work. It's going to be a PDF file and there's going to be a diagram of every single workout for that day. So it's going to be 28 days, a 4-week dumbbell only gym guide. And if you need that extra hand of looking at each exercise, there's going to be an Instagram that you'll be able to follow that has every single exercise filmed. So you can check your form and you can just really easily screenshot that workout for the day. It's going to fit on one screenshot and then you can take that to the gym with you. There'll be 7 exercises every day. We're targeting different muscle groups. A leg day, which is going to be a full leg burn, and then we have our power push day, and then we're going to have a full body burner, and then we're also going to have pull day, and then the last day is going to be a booty builder. So that's every single week for 4 weeks. Every single day is different, no days repeat. And yeah, that's what I shared on my Instagram. If you guys want to see what it looks like and all of that, you guys can go on there, just at Caitlin Nolan. My word for this week is excited, because I don't know, I've been working on this for legit 3 years, and it's just something that I think is going to be really good and fulfilling for me. So yeah, thank you guys for all the support on that. And let's get into the actual episode. I want to start off by just sharing a little bit of the behind the scenes of how I feel anxiety and where it came into my life. And I feel like it's kind of changed throughout my life. When I first realized the feelings that I was having was anxiety, I instantly went to therapy. And I think maybe because I am from a family that is a huge advocate for mental health, like my mom is such a believer in working on your mental health every day. Obviously, you guys know from my last episode, my dad is. And honestly, my whole family is just very open about their feelings and mental health, which I'm so lucky for. And the second there was just a certain situation for me that was really triggering anxiety for me, I just went to therapy. And I really wasn't expecting much with walking into therapy. I remember thinking like, what am I going to do? Sit there on a couch and like talk to this random person I literally don't know and I'm paying. And I didn't believe that it would make me feel better. I really did not. I remember leaving feeling 150% better. And the tools that she gave me in that session, that one session, changed my life for the rest of my life. I've used those tools every single week since that one session, and it's just actually helped me so much. So the first tip that I want to give in this episode is, one, being open and talking about your emotions and having someone or a group of people or a therapist to talk to and actually open up about the way that you're feeling. Because sometimes, and I struggle with this, I feel like I'm such a self-motivated person that I almost want to rely on myself. I don't want to open up to other people because I want to do everything on my own. I want to be able to stand on my own 2 feet. And a lot of the time, especially in society, like we look at leaning on other people as a weakness. But we all know by now that leaning on other people isn't a weakness. It's actually a strength. It's such a strong community feeling to be able to reach out to the person next to you and lean on them. And this doesn't only have to relate to anxiety. If you're listening and you're like, oh, I don't really struggle with anxiety every single day, but this is something that can translate in your whole life, leaning on people, leaning on others. And you learn so much more from leaning on other people too. And I feel like it makes experiences so much better. Even when I'm at Spin, I know I always talk about Spin, but like that's such a big part of my life. And I learn so many life lessons through spin. It's actually crazy. That's why, like, SoulCycle, for example, is called SoulCycle, because every single time you go, it literally touches your soul. I'm not even kidding. But the instructors will always say, lean on the person next to you, grab energy from the people next to you, cheer the person next to you up, you know, fill the space with a positive energy and be yourself, be authentic, all these things. And it truly makes you walk away feeling taller than when you first got there. And the first, like, quote that I wanted to share with you guys that always helps me in a moment where I'm like, ugh, I just don't feel good. It's a mantra for anxiety. It says, anxiety isn't you. It's something moving through you. It can leave out of the same door it came in. Oh my God. I literally get chills when I hear this one, because first of all, the first part of it, anxiety is not you. That's what I always have to remind myself. Like, I can have, obviously nobody's life is perfect, but perfect for me life and have anxiety. And that's not my entire life. And I can have a day where I have moments where I feel anxious, but it doesn't have to take over my entire day and my entire personality. And there's so many other parts to me that are so much more important than the fact that I have anxiety or the fact that I feel a certain way about certain things. And I just try really hard not to let it overpower, you know, like be the only thing I'm thinking of and let it affect the rest of my day. And then the second part of that is it can leave out the same door it came. Every single time I feel anxious, I think to myself, this will pass. Like, there will be a point where I'll look back and I won't be anxious anymore. And knowing that there's going to be a finish line, you will get over the feeling. You've gotten over the feeling 100% of the time. You're still here. You're still kicking and screaming. And you will eventually get over that feeling. And like I said, everyone's going to feel it different, but I can only talk from my experience. And if I physically feel certain types of emotions or certain types of physical feelings with anxiety, I know that it will pass eventually. And that always helps me in the moment of like, I will get over this. There's going to be a silver lining. There's going to be a rainbow at the end of the tunnel. Really quickly, I want to talk about the sponsor of today's podcast, which I'm so excited about. I am the type of person that will treat myself to everything. I love to get a pedicure. I like to make my coffee all special, take the extra time to have a self-care routine, all that. So if I'm the type of person to treat myself with the top options with everything in life, why settle for finding a doctor? It is your health overall, which is obviously so important to me. And ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. It makes it super easy. Once you find the doc that you want, you can book them immediately. No waiting and no awkward waiting rooms. These docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. You can even score the same-day appointment. You guys can go to ZocDoc.com/typical and download the ZocDoc app for free, then find and book your top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/typical, ZocDoc.com/typical. Another quote that I screenshotted is, our ability to choose one thought over another is what defeats stress. Oh, I love that one, because I feel like for me, especially with a job that's so up in the air, it's like not with a set salary, it's not set this or that, and there's so much noise, comparison, all of this. Sometimes you can really think yourself into one path. You know, you think, okay, well, this is going to be the way it's going to happen, and I'm going to wake up with no motivation and not film, and this is going to tank, and all these things. When in reality, you can think of the opposite of that and think, or I could wake up, do my job, post my content, work with my management, get my episodes up, build my community, relate to other people, build relationships through this job. And I can think of it that way. So that quote that says that our ability to choose one thought over the other, so focus on that one thought over the other thought, the positive one over the negative one, is a tangible tip that actually helps me. And I feel like even in other aspects of life, obviously, like when we shift the focus on something else, it does make you feel better. This kind of reminds me of, like, a lot of the time Coco will be barking at something super specific, and she's just a talkative dog. Like, she's really loud, and you can't fault a dog for barking. Dogs bark. That's literally how they communicate. Imagine if you just told a human not to talk all day. They're going to be like, what? Like, this is how I communicate my emotions and my feelings. And at the same time, we can't expect dogs to, like, bark if somebody intrudes in your house, but then you get mad at them to bark when somebody walks up to the door, you know? They're literally doing their job. So we never get frustrated with Coco when she barks. It's more like, how do we redirect her and help her get away from the window if there's workers outside or, you know, whatever she's barking at. And sometimes when she is barking a lot, like, that noise in your head is just, like, gets more annoying and more annoying, more annoying. But every time I've just sat there and, like, thought about the fact that she's barking, and it's not like it's crazy amount, like, she's not, like, barking, but, like, if that's, like, one thing that starts to annoy you during the day, and then you let it fester and you keep focusing on it, and every single time she barks or whatever, somebody walks by, maybe there's construction outside your window, every time you think of it and you're just, like, getting in a worse and worse and worse mood, it's because we're putting so much energy into that one stupid thing. Whereas if, say, she's barking and I'm like, let me put my headphones on, pet her, go on my computer and put my focus into editing, I'm not going to be so frustrated every single time she barks. I'm so focused on my job. I'm so locked into whatever I'm doing. I'm not letting those little annoying things, like, not saying Coco's annoying, obviously, I freaking love Coco, she's the best, but, like, barking, for example, like a loud noise in your ear, obviously that can be annoying. But if you let it just fester, or even, like, say in your job, say you love your job, but you have to respond to X amount of emails every day, and it really is the worst part of your job, and you push it off to the end of the day every single day, and you just have those 200 emails you have to send, and you just let it fester all day, and you keep thinking about, like, oh, I have to go do that. It's so much harder to sit down and get it done than if you were just be like, oh, I have those emails, I'm gonna knock them out, maybe I'll do 5 at a time throughout the day. And just the way you think of things is so important, and I've been really, really trying this. That's really just what I'm trying to focus on. If I can control and I can make it better for myself, that's what I'm going to try and do. And that just really helps me with anxiety. Even the last thing I want to touch on is, like, social anxiety. I definitely feel social anxiety after 2020, being in quarantine, all of that. Like, you can overthink it, and the point of, like, oh, I hope they don't think because I've been so busy, like, I wasn't texting them back or whatever. Like, I think social anxiety can just really stem from so many different things. And, like, at the end of the day, I just choose to put it down. I choose not to carry this huge weight on my shoulders. Our mental health is so important and so fragile. Like, we have to do everything that we can to just take a chill and be nice to ourselves and not overthink things that we just simply do not need to. That's my episode today. I hope that you guys walk away just knowing that life is fun, it's lighthearted, and you can make the best out of every single situation. A lot of bad things are going to happen in life, and we're going to have a lot of bad days, but we can also have really good days, and you can always get through the really bad days to make it to the good days. So that's your reminder. I love you guys so, so much. I hope you guys have the best week. I don't have many life updates. I'm going to Arizona, so that'll be a really fun weekend. I'm excited for it. We haven't traveled at all, honestly, ever since we moved into our new house. We just really haven't gone on any trips. I will give you guys an update in tomorrow or in next week's podcast. I love you guys, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.